Now, the cost of living crisis shows no signs of abating, putting pressure on every type of household, whether you're old or young. And we've found that inflation has risen by over 9% in the last 12 months. Well, joining us to find out what we can, or joining us to give us some advice on what we can do, is Jonathan Watsley, Director of Wealth. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
And for the older listener who may not be at work, should they still be very conscious of where their money is going?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're going to be on, or most likely to be on a fixed income. And so that money clearly has to go further. We've seen the inflation rate go up to 9.4% at the end of June, but the Bank of England are suggesting that as we head into the autumn, that inflation rate is going to get higher. So things are going to become more difficult before they get easier, I think. So, yeah, people need to have a look at where they're spending money, have a look at where they can perhaps save money, because I think one of the big issues here is we all know that we're facing the cost of living crisis. But actually, it's a good opportunity for people to look to see where their money goes and see actually whether they're spending their money in a wise manner. There are often things where people can make big savings. So I'm sure a lot of your listeners will have mobile phone contracts. I'm sure they will have insurances, whether that be car insurance or household insurance, so home and contents insurance, that sort of thing. And those are often relatively large ticket items. So people should be having a look at those, and certainly at renewal, looking to see whether they have the best deal. And I suspect most of them will not have the best deal. But it's those sorts of things that collectively can save people hundreds of pounds over a year.
You're talking there about insurances and other things. I mean, a lot of us are lazy, aren't we? We don't look around at the time of renewal. We just allow it to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the problem is that it may creep up and often people go, oh, well, it hasn't actually gone up that much. But again, you look at it as a percentage, and you may find actually the percentage increase has actually been quite dramatic. And so a good way of thinking about this is that you're creating your own inflation rate effectively. And on those sorts of things, it is quite possible that you could reduce your own personal inflation rate. So that's a very good way to look at it, to say, look, well, what you know, if I want to get a below inflation renewal on my insurance, what is out there? Can I get the cover that I need for a lower price? And I suspect for a lot of people, they can.
And where can people go for more advice?
Yeah, so I think that if people want help generally, then there's a site called moneyhelper.org.uk, which is a government-backed site. So this will give you lots of help. So it will cover everything from how to manage a budget better to debt. So if you're getting into serious problems, again, where to go. There's of course always the Citizens Advice Bureau, which can help. And for those, if anybody's out there that's facing real problems, then there's debt charities, for example. So organisations like Step Change, which will be able to help them. If they're looking at some of those things we talked about, so renewing insurances, then go and have a look at some of the comparison sites. But always look at more than one of them, because you'll be as surprised as to how much difference there is between the different sites.
And what about people that aren't connected to the internet, particularly the elderly?
Yeah, so I think that you can still, so a good place for them to start would be the Citizens Advice Bureau. So of course you can do that in person, but you can also phone them. So that would always be a good start, because in terms of support that individual may need, even if the Citizens Advice Bureau can't give it themselves, they would be able to explain how to access it.
And are there any scams out there that people should be aware of?
Unfortunately, there are a lot of scams out there. So I think one of the things, you know, particularly elderly people just need to be very, very careful about is getting the text messages on their phone or email if they're on email. That scamming is I don't want to scare people necessarily, but it is absolutely rife. So if you get a message, no matter how compelling it may sound, if you're not absolutely certain as to where that message has come from, just delete it or put the phone down.
It's as simple as that, is it?
Yeah.
There's not a question of dialing 999 or something like that. It's just hang up the phone.
Yeah, I mean, you can, if you think you have been scammed, then you can, you can contact the police and the fraud office. And there's also something called Scam Smart as well, where you can, again, that's where you can register if you believe that you've been scammed. So not only will that then trigger somebody looking at it, but it may also stop people from being scammed by the same scam, if you like, going forward.
Jonathan, thanks very much for joining us. And as a final few words, what advice would you give to people listening to this morning?
I think the key thing is given the inflationary backdrop, I think it is really just have a look at your weekly and monthly expenditure. Make sure that you're not spending money on things that you don't need. Often we see that people have set up direct debits in the past. For things that they don't, subscriptions, for example, that they just don't use anymore. So it's a good time to have a good review of that weekly and monthly expenditure and see if there are things where you could actually quite easily save money because it's for services you really don't need or use.
Jonathan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Chris.